And thanks for listening to the Buffering Podcast. And thank you for picking up episode 43. It's a really great episode. We taped it on July 18th, 2012 in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We had return guest Jen Diethart and new guest Curtis James on with us. It's a really, really great time. So many great conversations to the point where make sure to listen to the bonus track after the post-episode conversation. We went on for another hour, and it was all still really relevant, really great streaming media stuff. And it just, you know, usually we play a bonus game around that time, but we had so much fun just talking that we picked that back up after playing around a movie bluff and could not stop ourselves. Great topics, great conversations, and you picked a great episode to listen to because we had some random conversations along with a lot of streaming stuff. We devoted a bit of time to Renfest because Jen and Adam are in that. So Minnesota Renfest coming up September, October-ish. Look it up online. You'll find it there. We also talk about Hot Angela Lansbury. So if you want to figure out what we're talking about there, you have to listen to the episode. Definitely do it. Great conversations. And, you know, we talk about what everyone's watching and watching styles. You know, see how everything works. But before we start episode 43, wanted to do a few plugs for you. First, you can find all things Buffering Podcast at bufferingpodcast.com. This includes guest photos, bonus tracks, a library of all of the episodes we've done so far, weird little quippy stuff. So check that out, bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names. So if you really want to listen to something that Joel Vollmer was in, you can look for him on there. So check that out. And you can also find us on Twitter. You know, go to @BufferPodcast. And it's a lot of updates about either what we're going to be taping that week or when things get posted onto our website. And sometimes we share some good retweets from any of our followers. So check all that out. So, again, thank you for listening. Enjoy episode 43.
Okay.
So, realistically, we can just start. So, thank you for being on the show, both of you. Curtis, it's your first time being on the show, so thank you for... Yes. Hiking out here.
Thank you very much.
Plus getting Jamba Juice. And Jen, thank you for coming back again. I mean, I know that you're on your way to Fargo-ish, so this might be last for a little while, but maybe... I'm tempted to maybe do something Renfest-y almost.
That'd
Ooh,
be cool.
Like bring...
Something.
Field
but
equipment
it,
out?
It's a logistics thing.
Right.
Because, I mean, it'd be fun at least to just get, like, hey, here's... You know, the Revler is singing something, and then his DeConte singing something. And
that'd be really cool.
That'd be a fun special episode.
Buffering, back in time.
Maybe we could get you a day pass so you could go backstage and we could actually, like, talk into microphones without it being something we shouldn't be doing.
I bet I could talk Emily into getting me one of those. She's done it before. Or there's that thing. That thing with the dressing and the guy who's a really great bartender.
Thing. With the stuff.
Oh, Posh.
That one.
Oh, yeah, I missed that last year, but I wasn't sure if significant others were invited, and my significant other was there that day, so.
I was taken to it.
You were there?
So
okay.
It could make for an interesting, like, hey, I mean, when does it, I don't know very much about
it. I want to say that was, like, closing weekend-ish, but
Posh.
What I had heard was that it was the, oh, yeah, it wasn't, no.
No, it happens about... I think it was toward the end of September, but not the last weekend or the weekend before. It might have usually like midway through the run.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be kind of a fun time to jump in. It's if it's just about halfway done, it's like, here's what's happened so far. Here's what we have to look forward to. Here's some singing.
Yeah. I think what happened last year is it was the first year DeContus had been invited, and we were very excited. And also wanting to not rock the boat and get not invited the following year.
Sure.
So since we weren't sure if other people were bringing anybody in from the outside, we didn't. So
okay.
Just kind of put the toe in, test the water.
Yeah. I know a number of our people went. I ended up taking off that day. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember a good De Contus presence. But anyway.
Curtis, have you ever been to the Renfest?
I have been once for one day.
Like a full day or
a
just...
A full day. Yeah, it was a full day. I was young. Went with the family.
Okay.
Had a good time. Had a good time.
Should check it out as an adult.
Because I figured this would be a good time to wrap up this information and give you guys an opportunity to plug stuff before we get into an actual discussion. So,
oh, okay.
Plug stuff.
Like all stuff or fest stuff?
Fest stuff.
Fest stuff. Okay, well.
I mean, we just had a conversation about fest.
Yeah, sure. I'm in a group called De Contus, and we sing at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. We are a 5-part a cappella group. So there's only one person on a part at any particular time, which is really fun and really scary and all sorts of stuff all at the same time.
Is it kind of like Whose Line, where somebody's sitting, one somebody's standing, somebody's leaning over, so just kind of somebody moves and everyone has to rotate?
No.
Because that would be not impressive really. And scary at the same time.
Although every once in a while people sort of jump in and out because both of our sopranos tend to be out all the time, and I think my alto counterpart and I both tend to be there a lot, so... People jump in and out sometimes, which is kind of funny during our shows.
Cool.
But yeah, we do shows at, like last year we did the Front Gate Kiosk and the Chateau Vino, which is our favorite venue currently.
It's a nice one.
Yeah.
Unless there's a Vikings game going on.
Yeah, and then we go to the Hill outside, and that's actually really nice. So we did that last year. The very last time we finally got smart and went outside instead of trying to compete with the Vikings game. They told us to 1 week. They were like, you should just sing and then the Vikings fans will be there and the music people will be there too. And it did not go well. Not surprisingly. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, I heard that outside of Chateau Vino, there's actually going to be a mermaid tank this year. Have you heard about that yet? Yeah.
No.
It's going to be someone who's going to be a mermaid.
Like next to the water wheel?
Really pruny mermaid.
Yeah, no kidding. Like next to the water wheel?
Yeah,
or?
Like where your group and mine sang out just outside of Chateau Vino.
Oh.
Yeah.
So if we sang there now, it would be distracting.
And underwater.
Interesting.
Or you could end every single song with the mermaid like doing a flip so that everyone has to applaud anyway.
True.
Or maybe all of the musicians could gather around and sing the old mermaid song that doesn't get sung very much. What is the one with the... It was
down
a closing
by
gate.
The bay,
oh,
it was a closing gate.
Lies lie down below, below,
that's
below,
the one.
Yeah.
That one.
No cool. Raffy.
No, but yeah, I did not hear that there was going to be a mermaid. I'll have to pass that on to the group.
Yeah.
Oh, one other thing I was just going to say about De Contus is if you happen to be in the Chicago area or southeast Wisconsin, we're going to be at the Bristol Renaissance Festival this coming weekend, July 21st and 22nd. We'll be singing hopefully multiple times on the 21st, a few times on the 22nd. I think we're going to be done around noon on the 22nd. So if you happen to be in the area and out at the festival, look up De Contus, DECANTUS.
I assume there's also a .com after that. Out there somewhere?
There is, yes. There's decontus.com. We're also on Facebook. On our website, you can buy CDs and listen to samples of our music and see pictures and all sorts of stuff.
Cool. So, thank you, Jen. I am here representing a group called The Court Revelers.
Huzzah.
And they sing out at Fest, and we're a group of 16 people, and we sing at 3 different venues. We sing at the Arbor Stage, and we sing in Chateau Vino, like De Contus does. And we also sing at the Queen's Pub. And we do madrigals and pub songs and all kinds of fun stuff. And, yep, it's quite a group of characters. So we were planning on releasing a CD in time for Fest this season, but due to some logistical things, it's not going to work out this year. So hopefully for... Fest 2013 we'll have a really nice polished recording. And
why don't you do a live one?
Ooh,
that's a possibility,
because I think at the Queen's Pub would be the perfect spot for it.
That
That'd be fun.
That would be something to
explore.
It'll
be tough to
actually.
Mic, though, because they're all spread out in the Queen's Pub. You guys wander a lot in the Queen's Pub set.
It's true. It's
kind
true.
Of we all do, over the venue.
We do move around a lot. But, I mean, a special... I mean, it being a recording situation, we could
figure
stay in one place
out.
For
yeah,
one
true, true.
For one set.
It's kind of small for y'all to stand in one place, though.
True. True, true.
Well, just squash my dreams of getting a live seat.
Sorry, I'll shut up now. No, Vino might actually be a good venue, too, for something like that.
Well, if you want, you can record our Queen's Pub set. You just can't
I'll just walk right through this every single song. It's like, I can't hear you. Sing louder.
That won't be distracting at all. But
website?
Yeah. So, courtrevelers.com. Huzzah.
Huzzah.
Something like that. Google the Court Revelers. You'll find us. So there you go.
So Adam and Jen have been talking for a while. So Curtis,
what's
I was going to ask you, what have you been watching or listening to in a streaming fashion recently?
Oof, pick one.
Movies.
Yeah. Movies. Okay.
Or you know, TV show, video.
Yeah, yeah, video things. Segments, if you will.
Visual.
Yes.
Stimuli.
Well, I mean, Netflix is obviously huge. So my new thing that I've been getting into is Sons of Anarchy. I am in love with the show right now.
Oh.
Yep.
Didn't they just announce a new season at Comic-Con?
Yep. Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yes, they did. I'm almost done with season two. Chances are high it'll be finished up.
Is that another AMC property?
I'm fairly confident it is, based off of the way that it conducts itself. So, actually, and now that you mention that, I've been kind of bouncing back and forth between a lot of them, because Mad Men was right before that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love Mad Men.
Haven't watched that either.
Oh, fantastic! But I got about halfway, a little bit over halfway through season three of Mad Men, one through that era, and then now started up on Sons of Anarchy, and loving it. Fantastic show.
I haven't looked into that one yet. Maybe I'll have to.
It really surprised me. It was one of the ones that always popped up and like things you may like. And I was like, maybe not today. I'm going to go watch Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, but we had a couple guys who kind of recommended it and they said that it was fantastic. So I was like, I'll check it out. Took about an episode and a half and I was like, okay, I'm on this ride. Let's go.
Okay. Wow. That's all it took, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty fast moving, actually. And it does a great job, as most of the AMC kind of shows do, where the minute that it starts hitting like a lull, you start being like, this is, you know, kind of repetitive, you know, things aren't really moving forward. All of a sudden something comes and you're like, okay, I'm back on board.
Just a slap in the face.
Exactly, right? Like they've been setting this up this whole time and they just laugh at you and hit you and keep on moving. But you like it, you know. You're like, oh, thank you.
I don't hate this.
In terms of getting into TV shows, is there a certain number that by episode number something, if it just doesn't work, then you just bail?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for a lot of shows that I've seen at this point, so many people say, oh, well, you have to watch the first few episodes, but it really gets great at, like, episode four or something like that. It's like, I don't have an hour and a half to waste to get to something good.
True. I think that it really depends on what type of show you're dealing with. I think if you're dealing with half-hour segments, it's a little bit, you can give it more leeway time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're dealing, if they got 45 minutes to an hour, as most of the AMC shows kind of do to really get going, if they don't have me hooked after the first episode, I'm done. You know, because I mean, what you're doing in the first episode is you're setting up your characters, you're setting up your storyline, you're teaching me kind of what's going on and what your vision is for this. And if you can't sell me after that, after your sales pitch, I'm not going to like your series, probably.
Yeah.
Right.
Jen, what about you? Do you have an episode count when you try to get into something new?
You know, I don't think I do, because I think it's been a really long time since I've started something new that I haven't been watching with someone else.
I have that same problem where I cannot turn something off if somebody else is around. But if it's by myself, it's just like, click, bored, click.
Well, and it's also the fact that it's been something that person has really highly recommended to
me. Okay.
Like, my ex got me into both Doctor Who and Community.
Mm-hmm.
And Community, I wasn't super crazy about after the first few episodes.
Community is fantastic.
But I like it a lot. I don't think I'm as crazy about it as everybody else, but I like it a lot. But yeah, those two, it was like, well, I was going to keep watching anyway, because we wanted to watch them together. And the same thing happened with my current boyfriend with Big Bang Theory, which I love. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But I think I haven't had that experience in a long time of sitting down to watch something by myself, something new, and having to make that decision.
Sorry.
Thank you, producer Katie.
Mute. Mute.
I told people to turn off their phones.
You're not above the law.
But I mean, when you look at shows like Community, you know, I mean, so much of their power and their comedy derives from knowing the characters and knowing the setup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The show that I think personally has mastered that formula is American Dad, where if you don't watch American Dad and like you sit down to watch it, you're like, this is a spinoff of Family Guy.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, this isn't that funny. But for someone like me, who, you know, I've watched a ton of it, like, that show is one of the funniest shows on television. And it's fantastic, because, like, once you start to know characters and start to know, you know, attitudes and who people should be, then when they cross those boundaries, it's just even more hysterical.
Yeah.
I mean, The Office got really good at that. Community's really good at that.
Right.
You know, a lot of the NBC comedies are really good at that.
Yeah. Another show that sprung to mind right away when you said that was Arrested Development.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of the gags that are really good in the later seasons that are just like mind-blowingly awesome are the ones where they have been setting it up for the last two seasons.
Exactly.
And I hang my head in shame once again because I still haven't watched Arrested Development.
Well, get on that.
Realistically,
every time I'm here, it comes up, and I'm like,
it's a fantastic show.
I don't think it's come up since you've been here, actually.
Yeah, I think
it's only come up when I'm here.
Isolated incident.
You bring it up just to shame me.
Yep, we are.
I see.
They did just start
writing the fourth season and.
Yeah, the Netflix season.
Yeah,
right? Yeah,
they're getting on that. So I mean, you still have time to, you know, watch a few before that happens if you feel the want.
I'll get to it. I did watch a couple episodes a long time ago, and I remember not being crazy about it, but I also know myself well enough to know that my sense of humor has changed a lot in the last few years, so I might get a lot more out of it now than I did the first time I tried to watch it.
Right. It's really, again, one of those shows that, like, the first few times you watch it, you're not going to find it funny. You know, you really won't, unless you start with, like, season one, episode one, you know? But if, like, you try to, like, pick it up on TV and, like, watch it, it's...
Yeah,
like,
just jump right in.
I think I did start at season one, episode one. I think someone loaned it to me sometime, maybe in college? I don't know.
Interesting.
Sounds about right.
And I think I didn't really get into it, but I'll try again at some point. Enough people that I have similar tastes with really like it that I'm sure I'll get into it when I actually bother with it again.
Here's what we'll do. I'll lend you the series.
It's on
DVD.
Netflix.
No, on DVD. See,
oh, okay.
I'm going somewhere else.
Okay.
I'll lend it to you, and then I'll just sort of passively sort of be like, hey, are you going to give me those back sometime? Maybe like a couple months later, so you have time to get into it a little
She'd have to UPS them to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm moving in less than a month. But also, well, I'll see you at Fest, though, I suppose.
Yeah.
But
there's no technology at
also,
Fest.
Also, that
doesn't exist.
Work, really. I had Bill's season one of Friday Night Lights for like
fantastic.
8 months, and I never watched it and gave it back to him unopened.
Oh,
so
dear.
It's an interesting theory, but it won't work. But I was going to say, another show I think that really benefits from knowing its characters well is Psych.
Yep.
I got into that. I think I talked about this the last time I was on, that I had gotten into it. And I have now watched all the way through all the seasons that are on Netflix. And as the more I watch it, the more I realize it's that rare comedy that really stays true to its characters. That if something happens in one episode or at the end of one season, it's not just forgotten at the beginning of the next.
Mm-hmm.
And if a romance ends the next episode, the person isn't just fine and dandy and ready to jump into a new romance and things like that. So I really like that.
I had the 5-season curse with that, where I find that most of the time I can't enjoy a show through 5 seasons because by then you see the formula play out on the screen and you know what's going to happen. It's like, okay, that guy, done. 5 minutes in, all right.
Yep.
Because it kind of rolls along a very similar humor. It's like, oh, okay. 80s joke right about now. And it's one of those things where I just had a problem, and I think it was the last episode I remember consciously watching was the one with the ninjas.
That's very valid, the 5-season rule. Like, I was just thinking about
The Office.
The Office. Yes. Yes, exactly.
The Office has fallen short.
Mm-hmm. I never really got into The Office in the first place.
Me neither.
Season one, very good. Season two, extremely good. Season three, one of the best seasons of television you're ever going to find. If you know the characters and you understand the concepts.
Yeah.
And then four, they started to fall off. Five, they were done. Six, they were done. And they're on seven right now. And they're
just kind of dragging the body.
Mid-season break, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they're really trying to straggle on. It's like, I can watch, but because I'm such an avid follower, like, I can find it amusing.
You can muscle through it.
I can find it amusing, but I don't find it, you know, I don't come home being like, oh, what, you know, what happened on The Office?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't care. It's if I have like an hour to kill, I'll be like, oh, Hulu, come here.
Right.
I don't know that I've ever experienced that either, necessarily. Although I also don't really watch TV episodically.
Oh.
I wait till the next season comes out and I watch it all at one time. I binge. I'm so ready for this past year's seasons to come out because mm-hmm. there's like seven or eight shows. I'm caught up to the point that Netflix has.
Yep.
And I'm so ready for new seasons to show up because I really want to know what happened this season on How I Met Your Mother and Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice and
I watch
better shows than that.
Ashamed.
Yeah, no, ashamed. I'm ashamed of a few of them. No,
Jersey
I swear.
Shore.
Oh, Community. Community. No.
Wow and Snooki.
God, no. Community is also on that list.
Yep.
Doctor Who, I think, is the only show I'm totally caught up on to the current point.
I have
right now
two shows, I think, fall in that category. Mm-hmm. One is Suits, which if you have not seen it, I highly recommend it. At times, I think it's one of the better shows on television. It's a USA broadcast.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that one is USA.
Yeah,
so.
It's been blowing up, actually.
Hmm.
It was at the start, when they dropped their season opener, whatever you want to call it, first episode, season two, it was the highest viewed new season that they had out of all of their new seasons.
For USA.
Okay. I mean, coming from USA, though, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Who's in that show?
No one.
Oh, okay.
But that's you know, it's great script writing, and they got the right cast for it.
Okay. But I was just curious, because for some reason I was thinking that might have been one of the ones I had heard about because of a certain actor, but if there's no one very well known in it, then probably not.
No. And then Dexter was my other one. Dexter, I'm fully caught up.
Oh, yeah. One of these days I'll watch Dexter. I've only seen a few episodes of it.
Dexter is my guilty pleasure.
Well, one of our mutual friends, Alex, who's been on the show before... I'm right at the beginning of season five, and he...
Which one's season five?
It's,
Of Dexter after, we're talking now?
It's kind of the first full season with the baby.
Ah, then yes, Dexter.
Yep, okay.
And,
sure.
And he told me that it builds, and then there just isn't the kind of catharsis that
season
you're looking
five
for.
Is like that. Season five is the one after Trinity?
Yes.
Season five is the one with
Don't
Julia Stiles.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just a name of a character.
I was just checking.
Trinity's a character, okay. And then Julia Stiles is the actress who's in season five.
Right.
So that season. Yep.
Yep.
I'm with you. Yeah, it does do that. It builds kind of on this ride. And then at the end, you're like, well, it's arguably the worst season of Dexter.
Oh, man.
But season six picks it up. Season six is phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just have to get through season five.
The ending is very good.
Plow through it.
The season finale is very good.
Okay.
But just in a different way.
Okay. Yeah, but
Adam,
that's so much work.
Are you caught up on Doctor Who yet?
Yes.
Okay. Are you completely. Caught up on Doctor Who yet?
I'm backtracking at this point because I started with Matt and then plowed
then
through that. And for the longest time, I had the commitment problem of sitting by myself and trying to start first Chris, and I just didn't care because the first episode of Chris is very so-so.
But Christopher Eccleston is so good.
No, I totally agree. I'm picking up on that at this point. I'm five or six episodes in on Chris, and then I've seen a selection of episodes of Tenet.
Trying to remember where five or six episodes in.
It's
Are I've, You My Mummy? Has that happened
no.
yet?
No, I just saw...
Just wait.
Just checking. Yeah.
Prime Minister.
Oh, that's...
Harriet Jones.
I feel like that's not a very good episode.
It's the one with the big, ugly, green things that look like babies.
Yeah, not a very good episode.
No, it was pretty bad.
There's a couple of not very good episodes in that season.
It happens to every show.
Just wait.
Oh, no, I'm just working my way through
it. In a couple of seasons, The Empty Child and The Doctor Dances are maybe my two favorite episodes ever of Doctor Who, and those are Eccleston episodes. So that two-parter... is amazing. But yeah, Eccleston, actually, I started out with Matt Smith like you did, and then I backed up. And the first time I backed up and went all the way through, Matt Smith was still my favorite doctor. And the second time I backed up, I think Eccleston has won me over, which makes me sad he only got one season, because wow. I miss him.
Huh.
See, and Emily and I have done the compare-contrast conversation where one of her friends, who she's kind of brought into our circle of people that we run into regularly, you know, they just blast Amy and Rory and just
yeah.
they're worthless.
I've been
and
running into
Matt's
that too
just
lately.
No good. And it's just like, okay, realistically, thank you for your opinion, but you don't have to squash mine as if you're going to convince me otherwise, because I like what I like and you like what you like, so that's what, you know.
Yeah, there seems to be a contingent of people who are like, if you like
angry.
Matt Smith and if you like Karen Gillan, then
you're
not
person.
A true Doctor Who fan, because they're not the good Doctor Who people. I mean, there are people who talk like that, and it's like, you know what? I'm really enjoying this series, and it's gotten me to go back and watch some earlier episodes, even from the old series. And I met one of the old series companions at Convergence a couple
cool.
of weekends ago and got her autograph, Sophie Aldred, who played Ace, who I've only seen one of her episodes so far because there's only one streaming, but it's awesome. She's awesome. Anyway, the episode was kind of so-so, but she's great. but yeah, I mean, I feel like I am sometimes at war with almost all other Doctor Who fans, because Tennant, I mean, he's great, but he's actually my least favorite of the three new Doctors. I would say Eccleston, and then Matt Smith, and then Tennant. And everyone else seems to think Tennant is like a god, and no one else can ever match him. And I'm like, okay, that's your opinion. I don't necessarily agree with you. Sorry. Anyway, we can turn the conversation away from Doctor Who now. But just,
I'm a Tennant fan. I'll just say that.
I like him. I don't dislike him.
Would you kill a baby for David Tennant?
No.
Okay, well, you're fine.
Okay, that's
unless
good.
It was like a Dalek baby.
Are there
but
such...
There have to be.
I suppose.
But, yeah. I kind of think of Matt Smith and Karen
happen?
Gillan and Rory, whatever his real name is.
Arthur Darvill.
Arthur Darvill.
And Rory.
That other guy.
Yeah.
Arthur Darvill, who... Last season was maybe my favorite of the three, actually. He's awesome.
They're kind of like the shiny new Doctor Who, but they don't have the same kind of grit that some of the Tennant and Eccleston episodes do. And, like, the ones, of course, the Doctors of Antiquity do. But, anyway.
I don't
we
know.
Can, let's, we can yeah. diverge.
Yeah. Well, I was going to plug the show that I watch, and it's not actually a show, it's actually a movie, because I finally gave up on the stupid Roku and used Amazon Prime on my computer.
Ooh.
And watched The Court Jester with Danny Kaye, which is a fantastic
movie.
I
need to back up and watch that, because I've heard it's really good.
I'm willing to endorse. Sign up for the 2-week free trial of Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And just check it out and use that as a way to kind of seep into it. Because realistically, the library on Amazon Prime isn't very impressive. But they have a couple cool gems that the other ones don't.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's worth it to check it out for that. And then you can kind of see how their media player is okay. But it's just, you know, another version of Netflix, essentially.
Right.
But their interface is what their problem is, because it's like, I'm going to search for a movie, and they still just have that product drop down left column that makes no sense.
Yeah, well, and I actually almost did a free trial a few weeks ago, because I had mentioned on Facebook that I was wanting to watch some older Doctor Who, and asked if anyone had the DVDs that I could borrow, and someone posted that Amazon Prime had all of the episodes. And I was like, really? And then I looked.
Wow.
And they have all of the episodes available for purchase on DVD.
Yeah.
They have a handful of episodes, most of which are the same ones Netflix has available for streaming. So I did not end up taking the plunge at that point.
Makes sense.
But bonuses for The Court Jester is you get to see a somewhat hot Angela Lansbury. So that's something to check out if you want to blow your mind.
Wow.
And then...
I am in.
And then the mom from Mary Poppins is in it, too, and she's not bad either.
I'm double in.
No, Angela Lansbury actually was a beautiful woman when she was younger. She's also in a Judy Garland musical called The Harvey Girls. And she actually kind of plays the seductress in that, which is really odd, but she pulls it off well if you can get older Angela Lansbury out of your head.
Yeah, that's the thing. You see her and you're like, that's not her. Oh, I can kind of see it now. Ooh, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Is that
weird.
Transition?
It's a little weird. It's like seeing there apparently are nude pictures of Judy Garland, or not Judy Garland, Julie Andrews, available somewhere online because she did like a nude photo shoot or a nude scene in a movie or something. And it's one of those things where you're like, but Julie Andrews is like
Mary Poppins,
a grandma. And no, I don't want to see that.
Yeah. There could be porn stars out there who are grandmas too.
I'm sure
living
that's true, but what I mean by Julie Andrews is like a grandma.
Oh, is like a grandma.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's not the fact that she's a grandma, technically. It's the fact that she's like, you know.
It'd be like seeing a nude picture of Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
It's just like,
ooh, no.
Tomato, tomato. I'm going to go ahead and stamp it, though. I'm going to give you my Curtis James seal of best new show on the air.
Oh, yeah?
The Newsroom on HBO.
Is that right?
I know they had the first episode streaming through a podcast format that you could pick that up.
Unbelievable.
I've heard mixed things about that show.
I'm
a huge fan. They're through season four, right? Or not season four, episode four right now.
Yeah.
Episode five will come on this Sunday. But yeah, it's fantastic.
What's his name? Fincher? David Fincher? Is he like a producer or director or something?
Yep.
I know he's involved.
It's written by
Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin. Yeah. And then, what's his name? The guy who was in Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey.
Who just backed out of Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yep.
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels is the main lead in that.
Okay.
And he plays a fantastic asshole. Like, fantastic. And so I could see why people don't like it if you really aren't into... If you're not really up on pop culture, because they do a whole lot of, like, it's past, you know, pop culture, but, like, they cover like whole episodes on the BP oil spill and how they're the first newsroom to report it. You know, but his character is just a complete asshole to everyone. And if you can get that sarcastic humor, it's fantastic. And so there's a group of, like, seven guys right now who I know watch it, and we all watch it, and then we'll talk about it, but it's fantastic.
Speaking of oil spills and going on a really weird tangent that has nothing to do with streaming, but it has an online presence. Yes, the Shell advertisements that producer Katie just mentioned, where it was actually Greenpeace was doing the spoof. Basically what happened was, I think it's ArcticAlready.com or something along those lines. Basically they had set up this fake site where people could make their own Shell oil picture advertisements. So it had a picture of something from the Arctic, be it an iceberg or an oil rig out in the middle of this beautiful, serene place, or a picture of a bunch of polar bears either walking or swimming or something like that. But people thought it was a legitimate thing to the point of putting there are some really good... you can't run cars on cute... And it's a picture of a baby wolf. Or it's like, birds are really great for sucking up oil.
Aww.
And just people thought it was legitimate, so they were just, like, blasting the hell out of it. And about midday, it came out that it was just a whole spoof. But there are some really funny ones out there. Because tomorrow
doesn't matter.
Yeah. Because we can't take this iceberg to hell.
I enjoy that one. Because tomorrow doesn't matter.
But that was just a random tangent of something to check out. But I think... that it's just about time to switch it up, and I will... you ready?
Excellent. Just
do
about.
It.
Yeah. So, as always, you can find... Oh, God, I'm totally not ready. But hang on. I will be.
I even asked you.
Stall for a second. Stall for a second, guys. Oh, where is it?
So how about that... thing.
I'm moving things.
Yeah. He's getting engaged. He's ready for the game.
I'm sitting forward.
It's
And I knew because I could tell. I could tell.
Curtis,
are you getting engaged?
Yeah, I'm, you know. No, not to you. I have many prospects.
Okay.
Now you're ready?
That was scary. It disappeared. But anyway, you can hear Buffering on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
So with the final Batman movie that Christopher Nolan is saying that he's going to do coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking we'd start this movie bluff with Christian Bale movie to you, Jen.
There are a lot of ways I could go with this.
Usually we try to, softball the first round like hacky sack. You know, everyone has to touch it once and then you can just kick somebody.
Be nice to Curtis.
Well, I'm trying to think if any of the options that are currently in my head are softballers because...
There's a lot of Christian Bale movies.
I know there are, but the only ones I can think of are, like, ones you probably haven't seen. Hang on a second.
There's got to be something, relevant that...
Well, I have two in my head, but one is a chick flick and one is, like, an 80s movie, so...
I will choose the chick flick, please, for 200.
You sure about that, or do you want me to keep thinking and try to come up with something better?
I don't think I know
80s as well.
Yeah, as I would maybe a chick flick.
I think I know which 80s one you're thinking
of. I think you
probably
do.
I think I do too.
But I can also, I guess I can think of one other cast member. Or, I know how I can do this and still not kill the game right away. I'm going to go Newsies, but I'm going to go movie, so you... name another Christian Bale movie instead of having to name a cast member.
Yeah.
That was just kind.
I'm trying to softball it. I don't want to eliminate you your very first round. That would be mean.
Well, thanks.
Well, not the first time around anyway.
Well, we don't know what this guy's got up his sleeve yet.
Yeah.
He's
brand new. I'll give you a little whoop,
Okay.
I'm going to go The Prestige.
Oh.
Damn it. How did I not think of that?
And I'm going to go actor because that should be another whoop.
Yeah. Except I always get this one mixed up with another one that
we got wrong on a show and Jen called me on it.
I really did.
There are two movies that are really almost exactly alike.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Except one is way better than the other.
Yep. It was like The Prestige and The Illusionist, yes. I believe.
Yep.
It
was
the other one.
But you have to discern who was in each cast.
The
Curtis,
Prestige.
Which of the two did you think was a lot better?
Yeah, while we wait for him.
I thought that, well, I guess they're kind of different. If you were looking for an entertaining movie, I think that The Prestige is much more entertaining. If you're looking for a complete movie, I think The Prestige's ending kind of was like, what the heck is going
that
on?
I was so pissed about that movie.
However, The Illusionist kind of did the same thing. You're like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But I kind of love both, actually. Yeah. But I saw The Prestige first, so I love it more.
For The Prestige, going through and talking about how, all this magic is legitimate,
yep.
And then winding up with the ending that is like,
yeah, exactly.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and the thing I liked about The Illusionist is they semi-did a better job of here is how the tricks happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, they have, the book and,
Rationalization.
I'm not going to say a name because that might throw you off. One of the characters figures out, his whole journey in the movie is searching about how does he do this trick.
Yeah. Right.
And they kind of, do that. Whereas The Prestige is just like, they gave up. Like the writers got at the end and they're like, well, shit.
Well, it's based on a book.
Is it?
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Written by actually the same, one of the same writers as the movie.
So, Adam, do you have anything or are you just done already?
Edward Norton. Movie.
Well, you're wrong.
You are wrong. Yeah, that's The Illusionist.
There are also women in The Prestige.
There was
famous women.
I
couldn't think about the famous female. The famous female's in The Illusionist.
Famous female. No, but there's a famous female in The Prestige
there is
as well.
It's just that I
who
didn't
has
think
quite
of
a thriving career.
I did think of The Illusionist female first, though.
Oh, yes. No, not me.
But since Adam is out with the Ed Norton answer, it goes to me for cast.
The only one I can think of between those two movies.
David Bowie movie.
Dang, you went way back.
Labyrinth cast.
Ooh. There are two answers for this.
There's one that I know.
Yep, there are.
One that I'm confident
three.
Of.
I have not seen this movie.
Three.
Oh,
this is
okay,
a movie.
That's unfortunate.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
A movie that people keep. No, not, it's a movie that people keep telling me I need to see, and one that I would really enjoy.
Realistically, I wasn't sure if you're going to go with that
answer.
Or Zoolander.
Oh, yeah. See, I haven't seen Zoolander. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
I had two ways to
that
go.
That would have been
it.
A sweet one. Okay, I'm gonna have to go. God, he's not in it though. I'm gonna go Val Kilmer. The movie.
No.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, so that's your call, man. You're going to go ahead and call shenanigans.
You also can call people's bluffs if you want to. So you could have called my bluff about knowing someone else.
I think I need
to
know more about it than to.
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong too. Val Kilmer wasn't in it, but Jennifer Connelly was. So I'm going to say Jennifer Connelly and movie.
A Beautiful Mind. Ooh. Cast.
I had a way better way to go with that one.
Brian Henson?
No. Not what you said. I did have something for you, but something to follow that. But to be revealed later. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Going off of Jennifer Connelly.
I enjoy my answer because there's a weird answer that doesn't count that comes with it. Because I was going to say Russell Crowe.
Right.
And movie. But the only reason why I laughed is because I just watched the South Park episode that has Russell Crowe fighting around the world. It's funny. He beats people up.
Yep.
It's funny. But yeah.
Typical South Park.
Yeah. Russell Crowe. Movie.
Okay.
So many.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I feel like I haven't seen that many Russell Crowe movies. I know I could name a few. The question is whether I could name anyone else in them.
Well, then there's that alternate route of just going movie to movie to movie to movie to movie.
Fair point. But at this point, that could backfire on me because you could say movie back at me, and then I have even less choices left.
So much Russell Crowe.
What is his name? Oh, okay. Gladiator cast.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so I'm just going to bow to you now. I didn't have the attention span for it when it first came out, and I just never got around to it.
It's top 10 for me, I would say.
Yeah, still? That's a classic.
Have you rewatched it in recently?
Yes.
Okay, I was just curious if it holds up. I haven't seen it since.
I own it on Blu-ray.
I haven't seen it since high school, so I didn't know if it holds up or not.
Oh yeah, certainly. I mean, it's on Showtime all the time too. But like, whenever you just turn it on and you just get lost, and the next thing you know, you're like, oh, 2.5 hours have passed. Russell Crowe, let's go.
And so who else was in it? Because
I've got Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes. Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay.
Was in it. He was the prince.
Okay. Yeah, he was.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I wasn't 100% certain, but I was pretty sure. So.
Yeah, I got my copy of Gladiator is the French Canadian version, so it says Gladiator and then Gladiateur.
Ooh,
nice, fancy.
Yeah,
you're so cultural.
Yeah.
Do they wear flannel?
I travel. They do not. But they use axes, which is kind of like a lumberjack kind of thing.
Almost.
So.
Why not?
So Jen got the first point.
Mounties.
Yes.
Yay.
Jen got the first point. And Adam, you're the first person out, so you start, but it goes to Curtis.
That's me.
Excellent. Okay.
Tomato, tomato.
So.
Dang. That doesn't count.
By the way.
Yes?
Off of Jennifer Connelly, I was totally going to say The Rocketeer. If I was still,
am I allowed to ask character? So like,
yes, you are. Oh, yes. If you don't, you can have them say who they are in the movie.
Okay,
to get a face
if I don't know the name.
Right.
Perfect.
Yep. So
not very good with names, unless it's Russell Crowe.
Fighting around the world.
Is that a hint that I should start with a Russell Crowe movie?
Why not?
Because I'm not going to start with a Russell Crowe movie.
That's fine.
But what do you got?
We
should stick with the Batman theme.
Could.
Yeah, let's do that. But I'm going to say Batman Begins. Just
oh,
so
got
we
it.
Don't
Thank
go
you.
The Dark Knight.
Yep.
Took
got
me
it.
A second.
Got
so,
it.
Yeah. So cast.
That would be the first one.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at me piecing things together. I don't know what I want to go with.
See, and I when
totally
you said
totally blanking on his name right now.
When you said Batman Begins, I went back to the Schumacher era because I interpreted it as like, oh, it's one of the ones just kind of wedged randomly in the middle there, isn't it? But I just realized that it's Forever was the one I was thinking of.
I can't think of the actor's name. I have one, but there's one I really wanted, and I can't think of the actor's name.
Right.
But I'm gonna go Liam Neeson, and then movie.
There you go. Yeah, still very much in the Christopher Nolan set.
Oh, certainly.
So.
Mm. I was trying to think of... I'll talk later.
It's the first thing comes to mind, so I got a Love Actually cast.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I feel like that's come up every time I've been on the show.
This is the black hole of movie bluff.
Yeah, Have you not seen this?
No, but you are
for
one
me,
spot away from it, so...
Yeah.
You're still
need to watch this movie, though. You do.
I know I do.
I think I know one person.
Anyway.
I didn't know he was in that. Now I do. I'm educated.
Oh my God, what's her name?
I think that's who I know.
That's going to be my go-to from now on for Love Actually.
Okay, so I am going to pronounce her name wrong.
Nice.
But you will know who I'm talking about. I believe it's Eliza Cuthbert.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah, you're right. She is.
Cuthbert.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cuthie.
Yeah.
Movie.
Yep.
I'll give it
She's
to you.
She's in that. I'll confirm. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Sorry. He could have called
you. No, if you just said.
He could have called your bluff, but
was.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all.
Right.
But movie.
Don't be running interference over there.
It's cheating.
Sorry.
So. I mean, thank
I forgive you.
You.
I'm sure you do.
I have a feeling this
I
is
I knew she
end
was in it.
I can't
pronounce her
yeah.
name to save my life.
Right.
Pronounce.
This Go is going to end badly for me in any way, shape, or form.
I'm going to say...
There's a couple of interesting ways you could go with this, actually.
It's true.
There are some more recent ones, but this one's kind of a fallback, just in case. The Girl Next Door. And I'll say movie. Just to keep it rolling.
So it's another movie with her?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Trying to think about other roles that she's been in.
Yeah. She has key stuff.
She's the girl next door, am I right?
Yes.
That's the actress?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. It's sad that that's the role I know her for.
I think that's the one that everybody knows her for initially.
Truth.
And then, you know, you kind of work your way from
wasn't
there. Because
she was just in something.
Mm-hmm.
And I can picture it, but I can't. Because I
can see the movie poster without the title.
I can picture her in an outfit.
Ah, that works too.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Would this be Back to the Girl Next Door then? Is that what kind of outfit you're picturing?
The sequel.
Not
no,
gonna
trilogy,
lie. I've
trilogy
watched that
rule.
Movie a few times too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, the trilogy rule comes into play.
I can't do it. That's why I'm really stumbling.
Can't do Girl
over.
Next Door 3.
The girl,
if there were sequels, I would watch them. Just saying.
The girl
Probably
Kitty
would.
Corner from Next Door, part 2.
Interesting soundtrack too.
Does.
Yeah, I like that movie.
I'm trying to think about it. Does it, the question passes to her if I mm-hmm. cannot?
Yeah, either you can say pass, or you can call his bluff, or you can bail
right.
out and just pass.
He's right.
Well, by calling his bluff, it would also you would put him in a position forcing him to name another movie or show that
to
she
perpetuate
was
it.
But I more just want to know the movie that I'm thinking of at this point, because I can't think of another one, but I want to know the one I'm thinking of.
That might have to wait until after the round has passed on to something else, I would think.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say pass, because I'm not going to even guess.
Okay.
But I am curious.
So Jen, yeah. Same question gets pushed to you, another movie.
Right. I have no idea what movie you're thinking of. I'm thinking of 24, cast.
Ah, yeah, she was.
Hey!
The show?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
She definitely was.
I didn't
face.
Even think about
she
that
She was the
one.
Daughter.
Yeah. Oh,
that's actually
call.
The first thing I saw her in. I don't know. I also know her from Girl Next Door, but I know her better from 24.
Yeah, that's definitely where I... Yeah. In my face.
Hmm.
It's easy to forget you can do TV shows, though, first round.
Because I have two ways to go with this, but one of them isn't... Ooh. I have a really good one. And wait, have we come full circle? Yeah, we've come full circle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
I think.
Fun
Are
one.
You
Fun
going
one.
For the spike?
I think we have.
Pseudo. There is some potential for you, but we will see.
Okay.
Marilyn Rice Cub. Movie.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Because I just know what it is because somebody brought it up recently.
Well, you've got me curious. Enlighten us.
Are you calling my bluff?
Yes.
I am going with Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh.
Producer?
Okay.
Marilyn Rice Cub?
R-A-I-C-E.
Yeah, something like that. Dude, Where's My Car? She's one of the followers of Zoltan.
Yeah, okay. I know who you're talking about.
She's
now.
The one chick
yeah,
that
I
hangs
was,
out with him.
I was going to ask you who she played in the show, but now I can picture her in 24 now yeah. that you've... Yeah. Yep, I know who you're talking about.
Who is she in the show?
She's
one of the women in The Office.
Okay, that's
there.
All I need.
Yeah, one of the...
It's been a long time since I've seen that show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very much out of this one. I have no idea.
I just thought something because
swapped places.
That we did.
Mm. Yes. So now it's...
Where does it go from here?
It's just us again, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
is it on
Dude,
Where's
My
Car, then?
Cast.
Okay. Sean William Scott. Movie. I was debating whether to go movie or cast with that one, but I'm going to go movie.
I have a feeling I could go movies with Sean William Scott for a long time.
I'm going to say old school cast.
Will Ferrell movie.
I'm going to go ahead and ask, is Sean William Scott in old school?
Yes, he is the guy with the trank gun when Will Ferrell shoots himself.
Yep. Okay. He definitely is.
I was going to say, I haven't seen
Small
it. I'd be
role,
pissed
yes,
if that was a bluff.
Applicable
yeah.
to that would also be Snoop Dogg. But,
yeah. Yeah. We're getting in.
yes.
I'm
Snoopaloop
saying,
and his green hat are in that movie.
I'm saying Will Ferrell movie with the full understanding that I'm probably going to get knocked out of this round soon because we're getting into territory I don't know very well.
I was listening to Drop It Like a Hot Like It's Hot while I was in the Taco Bell drive-thru earlier.
I will go with
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Anchorman. And I will say cast.
Okay. Paul Rudd. Movie.
Clueless.
You stepped out of your element.
No, I just watched I Love the 90s, so it kind of gave it away. And I will say movie as well.
Ah, okay. We're talking Paul Rudd still?
Yes. Because okay. other than that, I mean, we could talk about Alicia Silverstone, but I don't feel like it.
She
could.
Was cute.
It's true.
And then she feeds her kids like she's a bird.
Yeah, what? Tomato, tomato.
She regurgitates, or she chews up food, and
ew.
That plays well.
Mama birds it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul Rudd. Let me hook up.
Two halves make a whole.
Wait a minute. What? I'm on to you guys.
We have side games.
You have a side game where you're seeing how many times you can say tomato, tomato in this episode.
Yeah, because you're on three or four, right?
I was wondering about that. Okay.
I'd say four.
It started today at work. I kept using it in the wrong context. And then when someone would call me out on it, I'd just go, "When in Rome," and walk away.
Nice. Nice.
That's pretty good.
Curtis, will you go get those boxes? Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Though the "When in Rome," I like that that throw-in.
That is
what? No, that's awesome.
Because I was actually thinking about that when I was driving home last night. It's just throwing in non sequiturs whenever, like, I was thinking if somebody yells something at you to insult, he's like, "Hey, nice car, nice hair." It's like, "Where's the train station?" And just leave it at that and just go.
Yeah, that's the Anchorman quote right there. "When in Rome," that doesn't apply here. I still don't know how to use it. I'm still.
But okay. Paul Rudd.
Yeah. There's one I was thinking of, but I'm not confident enough to go with it. So I'm going to have to go with the only thing I can think of. I know he's done a ton of stuff, but the only one I can think of offhand is Friends. Cast.
What a great show.
Mm-hmm. This could also backfire on me. Or it could go someplace really awesome, but unless you really watched it, you wouldn't think of the person I'm thinking of.
I mean, I could go with Tom Selleck.
You could.
You go with a lot of people on that.
Yeah,
show.
There are a lot of people, and let me just ask to clarify in case this gets more into TV. Has it been clarified whether you can only name recurring or if you can name any
if,
guest
if they
star?
Have been credited on IMDb?
Okay. All right, just checking if it had to be a recurring character or if it could be a guest star.
No,
Paul Rudd was recurring, so either way, I'm safe.
Yeah,
but
you're fine.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding. Oh shit! What's his name? I have his face. and I know what he's done. I just can't think of his name.
Crack me up if you name the person I was thinking of.
And if it's the person I'm thinking of, you're going to win this game.
Oh my God, what is his name? Oh, he.
I watch a lot of Friends.
What character did he play?
He played one of Monica's boyfriends who decided to be a pro fighter and got the shit kicked out of him.
Were you thinking of a doctor?
I was not thinking of a doctor, no.
There are a lot of ways that this...
I was thinking of an ice dancer.
Have you thought about the doctor? Do you know the doctor I'm talking about?
The doctor.
Oh, God. Optologist or a different doctor?
No, he was a standard doctor in the show.
Oh!
Season 3, maybe?
Right.
I can see
his face. Huge name.
I think I know who you're thinking of there now, too. No, I was thinking of an ice dancer.
Yes, very large.
Okay,
large
well, then I'm just going to go a fun way instead and say Lisa Kudrow
big letters.
Movie.
Okay.
Who directed Iron Man?
Oh, crap. Was it...
This is a side question because this is the guy I was trying to think of. Who was...
Can I name the person I was thinking of? Now that we're through Friends?
Sure.
George Clooney. George Clooney played a doctor.
True.
Right. He did show up. He's actually not the one I was thinking about, but he did
direct Iron Man.
And he played the driver
guy.
Does anybody know who I was thinking of with the ice dancer?
Have he also was in Maid.
Friends to know that?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. John Favreau? John Favreau. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I got the John, okay. But I didn't get the
who's
last
your
name.
Character? Don't give me the character. Give me the character.
Give you the character?
Who's the character?
He was Phoebe's, I think he was actually her husband, but he was actually gay.
Oh.
He was an ice dancer.
Oh, that's right. At first when you started to say Phoebe, I was thinking of brother, and I totally would have known where to go
with
that,
too. Oh, yeah,
that
one, too. See, Friends is, like, rich with possibilities.
Yes.
But okay, so we're on Lisa Kudrow movie.
Well, after 10 seasons.
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion cast.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where I was hoping that was going.
Can you name her again?
Yes. Janine Garofalo.
Nice.
Movie.
Reality Bites.
Ooh.
Cast.
Ben Stiller. Cast.
Steve Zahn. Give me a second.
I don't know these movies.
Yeah.
Cast.
I'm with you, man.
Winona Ryder.
Ooh.
Movie.
No, her.
I was kind of hoping you'd go cast again. I could have kept going with that one.
I get the primary ones minus... main character, whose name I remembered just as I snapped, which was convenient, but right. Still,
this
Winona
round
Ryder.
Has been going a while. Little Women, cast.
Oh, God.
Not Little
Interesting
Women.
Interesting comment about this after this round is over.
Oh, my God, I used to know this, too. I'm just going to stab it.
Kryptonite.
It was time to spike it, guys.
It was. I'm going to say...
The DVD does have a green case. So it is like kryptonite.
Random. Ooh. I'm going to say Maggie Smith movie.
No.
I didn't think so. It's just classy lady.
And if you had called my bluff, I would have said Christian Bale.
Ah, brings it somewhat full circle.
It does bring it full circle. Damn. Because that was my chick flick I was thinking of for Christian Bale that I almost tossed to you, and then I was like, no, that's mean.
No, I wouldn't Kryptonite. Have known. I wouldn't have, Kryptonite, Little Women.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it, I was going to guess her, too!
Claire Danes, yep.
Fuck. I was just like, looked, it's got to be her. But like,
Kids at home, the producer is naming people who are in Little Women. And
okay. Yeah, which include Kirsten Dunst, Claire Danes, Susan Sarandon.
Yep. A lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of big names. But yeah, Christian Bale was in that as well.
So realistically, Jen just got 2 points, and it's a really good time to wrap up the show.
Yeah.
So Jen, having won and having plugged Decantus, do you have anything else to plug that's coming out Friday or thereafter?
I do have a couple of things. One is something I unfortunately won't be able to attend, but I want to plug anyway. Which is Ghostbusters, a drinking game.
Okay, so that's Bryant Lake Bowl, right?
Yes, this is at Bryant Lake Bowl. Unfortunately, this is on Friday night, so it's likely that people who are listening won't be able to catch that unless they listen right away when the episode is posted. However, if you follow A Drinking Game Minnesota on Facebook, they do this every once in a while. They've done... they did Princess Bride twice. Mm-hmm. They did Back to the Future last month, which was a lot of fun. They're doing Ghostbusters. They're going to do Beetlejuice in October. And
lots of movies with sequels coming out eventually.
Scrooged.
Isn't that crazy?
They're going to do Scrooged in December. And what they do is they have a script and they read. It's like it's basically a reading. They're mostly just sitting. They stage a few things. But there are keywords for the audience where the audience has to drink. And there are keywords for or all of the actors have to drink when another character says their character's name.
Hey, Adam, remember so, when we did Star Wars drinking game?
It makes it and a I lot took of the, fun.
Anytime something flew toward the camera and I got messed up.
Nice.
I totally thought it wasn't going to happen very much.
No, yeah. Princess Bride, a drinking game. In your face. Princess Bride, a Fantastic. Drinking game. Buttercup and Humperdinck. Let me just say that much, okay? Because, yeah. But yeah, so it's Ghostbusters, a drinking game is this Friday at 9:30 at Bryant Lake Bowl. I believe it's $10 to get in. They tend to sell out, so if you hear this on the day of, you probably want to head over there a little early or call the box office and see if they're going to have any tickets left. Sure. Also, the other thing I want to plug is the Fringe Festival, which I've plugged, I think, the last couple of times I've been on here. Mm-hmm. This everything is in full swing for the Fringe Festival, which runs this year from August 2nd to the 12th, I think. Or
does it
4th
start on
to
a
the 14th?
Thursday?
It does start on a Thursday.
That's
the
2nd.
Okay. So it runs the 2nd to the 12th.
Nice.
And what I want to plug is volunteering, because it's a massive festival. They need tons of volunteers. And if you go on the website, which is fringefestival.org, you can sign up to volunteer and you get a free t-shirt and entrance to the volunteer party, I think they're having one, or at least volunteer appreciation night at Fringe Central. And for every shift you work, you get a free ticket to a different show of your choice in
cool.
the festival. So it really, it's a good time, lots of good people, lots of fun, and you get to see some pretty awesome shows. So I highly recommend it. I'm a house manager, so if you think you want to meet me or you think you see me around the Fringe, say hi. Yeah.
And Twitter.
And Twitter. I am Jen J. Hart, JennJHART. And I am tweeting a bit more now than I did before I started appearing on the show. So that's something. Yeah.
We influence a few things.
It's true. It's true. I think that's it.
Curtis, what about you? Do you have anything that's going on Friday or thereafter that you're either participating in or that you're going to watch? Or
I'm going to go ahead and plug speech in general, high school speech. Nice. Recently, 3 weeks ago, accepted the head coaching job over at Edina.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been going in let's go.
What's there? Are you going in with a good record, or are you coming in as an underdog?
You know, we're in a rebuilding kind of phase right now, and so we're doing a good job with that over the past few years, and kind of been struggling with that. But you know, we're finally at a place that we're really happy with. One of my first moves as head coach was signing on producer Katie as my number two.
Yeah. Cool.
So she. Yeah, we're going to be a powerhouse.
I have a friend who coaches at Roseville, so you may run into her. At
Is her name Ashley Mardell?
It is not.
All right, we can remain
Liz
friends.
Liz Sapu, but if you run into her, she's awesome.
Oh. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's something that's kind of always been growing, you know, and it's huge in the state of Minnesota, basically. High school speech in Minnesota is like football down in Texas. It's huge. So, you know, I mean, I support that, and I'm going to go ahead and plug them in case any of them somehow get a hold of this. Who knows? The internet these days, kids.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen?
And then... Twitter, anything like that?
Oh, I tweet a lot. Yes. I'm a Twitter fiend, one might say. I'm at Hunt the Big Bear. All one word, obviously. HUNTTHEBIGBEAR.
Excellent.
Inspired by?
My nickname is actually Big Bear.
Ah.
There's a giant bear tattooed on my back. Oh. His name is Rufus.
See, cool. Another really great go-to name. I love Rufus as a name.
Isn't that a sweet one?
It's a fantastic
and it's a,
name.
It's a guy from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bogus Journey.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and
Carlin.
Plug that. That's my Twitter. Follow me. I'll accept you. You're not going to be able to see anything until I accept you, though. It's super secret.
Ah.
But if anyone does decide to follow me, boom, you're in. I'm very selective, but I accept everyone. So, tomato, tomato, I guess.
Yeah.
See, that would have been a good win in Rome, too.
Win in Rome.
Yeah.
But, Jen, you're slowly kind of raising your hand.
Keeping my tradition alive of never remembering all of my plugs at one time. you said kids, and that reminded me. I'm vocal directing a production of The Wizard of Oz right now. Our rehearsals are in Savage. The performances are going to be at the Burnsville Area Performing Arts Center.
I love that place.
So, yeah, it's an awesome, awesome venue to be in. Our cast is fantastic. We have 80 kids in the show. We had a 5.5-hour audition followed by a 5.5-hour casting discussion last Monday. But
I saw yard signs for that.
Yeah, they're fabulous. It's going to be a great show. Like, they've hired a company to come in and actually fly our Wicked Witch and Glinda and like the head flying monkey and the wizard at the end and everything. So it should be a good time. It's closing weekend of Fringe. So I think it's the August 10th through the 12th. I don't remember performance times offhand, but the company is called The Plays the Thing. And I'm sure it's also on the Burnsville Performing Arts Center website as well. So if you're interested in checking out a production with a bunch of awesome kids and some kids flying around on pulleys and stuff, check it out.
You can Google it.
Cool.
Exactly.
Adam, how about you?
Ah, it's picture time.
Well, this weekend there is going to be a preview for the Minnesota Renaissance Festival at Mall of America, and the Court Revelers will be a part of that again this year.
Huzzah.
Yes, huzzah. And I believe the Court Revelers are going to be singing around 3:30 unless something happens, which does happen.
By around noon so you can kind of see other stuff too, right?
Exactly. Yep. It'll be going on all day. There'll be plenty to see and, you know, lots of awesome characters to meet or get reacquainted with. And
it's the Rotunda area, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Over where they do basically any presentation within the mall.
Yeah. Yep. The usual spot for things. And then, I suppose I'm on Twitter, not as awesome as your Twitter name, but at @ADAMERDMANN. And I'm also on Last.fm if you want to check up on what I've been listening to lately at Adman7. That's my name there. And what else? I think that might be it for now. Yeah. Go see The Dark Knight Rises, obviously.
At midnight.
Want.
I'll see when I get around to it.
What about you?
Let's see. I will be going to Jimmy Pardo at Acme Comedy Club on the 27th. And I don't know if that's sold out yet, but if you like really falsified, angry, sarcastic humor, it's really funny. He has a CD on iTunes called Pompous Clown that's really funny. Check it out. Listen to a track or two. It's fun. And then I will be working at Packers Family Night at Lambeau Field on August 3rd in Green Bay, where they do their big inter-team scrimmage. And I believe you can still buy tickets for it. They're like $10 on their website. You go, and they're bunch of vendors beforehand, gates open at 5:30, then you get to see him mess around, and they charge money for a really big scrimmage, but apparently it's a rockin' time. So I and my company or my work will be there, so check that out. And other than that, I don't think I have anything else, so I am on Twitter at Dan L. Whelan, WHELAN. So you can follow my really, really random tweets and ridiculous long hashtags.
It's true.
They get pretty out there, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Like I did a reference to Futurama on one recently, and it was very nice. But I think that
felt good.
It felt good. It really felt solid because it was something that had absolutely nothing to do with Futurama, but then it worked out well.
Yeah, you know. Tomato, tomato, I guess.
Exactly. But thank you both of you for being on the 43rd episode of the show.
Thank you.
And to everyone listening, make sure to listen to bonus tracks, and we will see you for episode 44 next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Bob.
Bye.
See ya.
Still Rufus.